He remembered the Red Priest, Thoris of Myr, and the flaming sword he had wielded in the melee. The man had made a colourful spectacle, his red robes flapping, while his blade writhed with pale green flames, but everyone knew there was no true magic in it, and in the end his fire had gutted out, and Bronze Jan Royce had brained him with a common mace.
"A true sort of fire, no, that would be a wonder to be old, yet at such a cost."
When he thought of Nyssa, it was his own Maria he pictured, a good-natured plump woman with sagging breasts and a kindly smile, the best woman in the world. He tried to picture himself driving a sword through her and shuddered.
"I am not made of the stuff of heroes," he decided.
If that was the price of a magic sword, it was more than he cared to pay. Davos finished his ale, pushed away the tankard, and left the inn. On the way out, he patted the gargoyle on the head and muttered, "Luck." They would all need it. It was well after dark when Devon came down to Black Betha, leading a snow-white palfrey. "My lord father," he announced, "His Grace commands you to attend him in the chamber of the Painted Table. You are to ride the horse and come at once."